You are wondering if you should invest an important budget to create an event to launch a new product, for example? This episode is for you. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 138 of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations, events, yes or no? Should you do and invest in an event, yes or no? You need to know that public relations, the way we do it here at Nata PR, it means sometimes creating events for product launches, new collections, and sometimes more to present a new car, for example. And you might wonder when an event is necessary and whether it's worth the time and, of course, the money invested, because it can cost a lot of money. Well, a public relations agency can certainly help you see things more clearly and, you know, because it depends on the date, the season, the timing. Oh, there's so many elements you need to consider. So maybe you should consult with a PR agency to see what they think. And since I took my first steps in marketing, I'm very, very keen. And to me, like allocating budgets to event, if it has to be, you know, worth it. Because since I'm coming from, I have a marketing background, I do understand where my clients are. And I want to make sure that the money, if we decide to go, is really well invested. And yes, sometimes know that because you can get identical results, sometimes even more results without an event in terms of media coverage, for example, or influencer mentions. So maybe you don't always need an event. And sometimes trying to sell you an event, you know, if someone, especially if an agency is really pushing for an event, ask them this simple question. Ask them what would they propose, you know, what would be their strategy if they wouldn't do an event? What would they propose? That's a really good question to ask them because it's really not essential all the time. And you need to know that it makes sense coming from those new agencies that are led and founded by our very young professionals because their first reflex is really to go to an influencer's event where to create this famous buzz around your new product, for example. It makes sense sometimes. Sometimes it's useful, but this is not a one-size-fits-all strategy. So be careful. Let's say, for example, you're selling luxury cars. You'll probably have more luck and maybe it's better to start with getting in-depth articles in major newspaper, for example, or specialized magazines without necessarily creating events. Maybe you don't need to create an event because those, or you have to make sure that the influencers you select or invite to your event will reach the people you want to reach. They will be reached like the public you're trying to convince to buy your car. And it's hardly news, know this though, that convincing journalists and influencers to attend a product launch can be tough and difficult because the brands who have the resources to create crazy events will try to outdo each other sometimes, offering what, press trips in crazy locations, you know, and in countries where it's really magical. But what if you're a local brand with a small and limited budget and limited resources? What can you do? Of course, you'll have to be more creative and come up with an event that will provide maybe, you know, more information, new content that adds on to what the journalist and influencer are looking for. And we were asked, I have a good example of that. So we were asked not so long ago to come up with an event for the launch of a skincare products that was really for post-menopause women. Yes, as simple as that. Of course, we know that as a PR agency, that beauty reporters, beauty journalists, and some top influencers are really interested in anything beauty because they want to share information, new trends. They want to be the first to talk about what's new in beauty and want to share that with their readers and their subscribers and their fans. But why should they bother to attend your event when they can receive your new products and information from the comfort of their own home, in their own living room sometimes? You know, why would they bother go and attend your event? Here again, our famous Netta PR six-step model is so useful to us, and we use it, I'm telling you, every day. Every single week, I talk about the model. I use it with my staff. So step number one, answer these questions. Why should they bother to attend? And we came up with three main reasons. And one of them was, well, journalists will attend an event if they meet experts. They will come out of their home if the expert is interesting enough to them. Journalists and influencers, they love to discover something that's really new, sometimes maybe related to the beauty world, but that's going to, you know, bring them something new. They also love, my friend journalists and influencers, they're looking for what? Original new content. So from these three answers, we come up with this made-to-measure event. Because what is happening? Actually, we decided to have this story, this scenario where this woman in menopause or post-menopause, of course, she's looking for new skincare solution, but also what? It's one thing to have, you know, better skin, treated skin, and, you know, a cream that really addresses the menopause problems of women. But what are they looking for? They're looking for makeup solution and clothing solution very often. So what we did, so we knew we already had our skincare expert that will attract journalists, but we decided to have another expert, a makeup artist, a celebrity makeup artist that we know they want to meet and talk to and ask questions to. And someone that really specialized with mature women that would come up with amazing beauty makeup tips, right? Because if your skin is changing, sometimes your makeup doesn't stay into place. Some women know what I'm talking about. And the other thing is, okay, then you have makeup solution, but your body's changing and it's changed a lot. So you need to review your wardrobe and find new clothes. So we decided to look for a fashion designer that has mature women as client. That's the core of her business, and design clothing, especially for that clientele. And we knew that if a designer would be interested to partner with our client, the skincare brand, they would probably let us, you know, invite journalists in their boutique, for example. We found one that had a beautiful store, so we didn't have to spend a lot of money to rent a location. And we knew that our beauty journalists would love to attend. We were in partner with the beauty brand and the fashion brand. We would offer them either, you know, this beautiful chemisier or blouse and with a pair of pants. So, you know, it was really attractive to come for all these beauty journalists to attend our event. So this event was really successful, and we were able to do it with a very reasonable budget, very limited budget. So yes, events have their purpose, but be sure you're clear on your objectives and what you want to achieve before, you know, embarking in this crazy event. Because as I'd love to say, an event is sometimes like a wedding. It can cost you a lot of money, resources, and the time that you put in it. Yes, an event is good for creating a buzz and showcasing your product. If you set a date, you can invite the media and send reminders. What I call it, you create kind of an emergency. So to me, an event is really good when it creates that. It allows you to follow up someone in your team or your PR agency. Since you know the event is happening at a specific date, you can really insist, and it kind of forces journalists and media and influencers even to pay attention to what you are proposing. So it forces them to focus on what you are presenting. Well, obviously, since the pandemic, getting journalists who are never in the office because they work from home is extremely difficult. And some of them have decided not to attend any event anymore, and they live outside of big cities, some of them. And you should know that some of them are choosing to come to your event only if their editor forces them into it, if they're told to come and attend. So this is why, before investing in an event, really need to answer the questions. Is it what you want to accomplish with it? And if maybe you can achieve the same results without an event. So hopefully this little PR break was really useful, and it's helping you design, you know, a product launch or think about how you want to do a launch. And I hope, of course, you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!